Studios come by, and they want to know whether we'd rent this place. They want to do a murder scene in it for a movie. I said, anything I got is for rent for my people. All right. That's just exactly what I meant. To get you where I want to get you free, I'll rent anything I got, honey, and you can think what you want to think. If that isn't the holiest thing I know, I don't know what holy is. Because we're going to be free. You hear me? We're going to be free. I'm tired sitting around having to worry whether we're going to have a dictatorship or a concentration camp or what new thing they're going to do with the blacks. And now this new move that the president's getting ready to make to cut back all the welfare and the Social Security, I'm getting tired about that. And if I can't do something about it, we're going to take them on full square and die in the process because I'm tired of it. Give me liberty or give me death. I don't want to have to live this way. We're in this together, baby, and if you don't like to go in anything together, then you better get off while you got time. They'll get you, too. They'll get you, but we're in this together. Sink or swim, hell or high water. All right, we'll have those tickets up there at the desk at the inn. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Very good idea. How many will buy one of those tickets?
$1, that's not much.
Mm-hmm. Get them out, and some of you can get out on the streets. She'll take 50, and she'll sell them, too. You go over there. That's all right. What's her name? Put it down. It's all right. 50. Anna McGowan. I'll pass on some of these folk. Anybody else want to take it? Hey, don't go to them now. Just give your name to me. How many you want? 50? What's your name, love? What? Yes, Item A. Yates, 50. Item A. Lee, I'm sorry. I've got an Item A. Yates, that's why I jumped too quickly. What is it? Yeah, she's not worrying about speaking in tongues anymore. What's her name? She's outselling these tickets. It's good enough. How many do you want? I know you. I may not know your name, but I know all things about you. Yes. Shout your name out. 25. Good. Laura, what? Good. Did you get it? Stepherson, 50. Laura Stepherson, good for 50. If I've got that kind of power, that I can take every one of those witnesses and get them in a car and kidnap them and have them all hid, you better be good. No, I don't work that way. I don't have to work that way.
But you mess with me and I might work that way.
Now, you can do with me what you will, but don't mess with my children. You understand that, all you Tommies in here and all you Janies? You understand that, don't you?
And all my nigger blacks and all my nigger honkies and all my nigger Chicanos, they all understand that, don't they? Yeah. We're just not going to have our children messed with.
But I was thinking about the marvelous, remarkable thing. I look at Melvin, the singer, three-time loser, and I call the judge to get ill. A prejudiced judge to get ill and send somebody else. And who did I send? The only black judge I could find in these parts. All over these hills I found the only black judge and made him take his duty. You just look at all these miracles, miracles, miracles. I look at Kais here that was due to be gotten. I promise what I told you, that sister Jewel, I won't give you her last name, but when they were coming after her, going to put a charge against her of welfare fraud, I said, they're not going to do it. I said, I pledge it won't be done, and they didn't do it. Oh, let me tell you, you're just talking about one of my departments, just a number of things. Kais and all, what is it, a number of people getting in trouble. Carrie and somebody I can't name, because it would bring out some things that we don't need to. But all the charges have been trumped up on people, and every blessed one. I look over there and see an usher standing, got him off when they said there wasn't any chance. You see two ushers here, three ushers.
Yeah.
All kinds of prison records. They said they couldn't get them out, facing 10-year sentences, and didn't get 10 minutes. What you talking about? I like to see you chuckle, honey. I like to see that mixed up nigger like me down here, that white nigger down here. You got the sweetest laugh. When you laugh, it just does my soul good. You see, that's why you gotta be a nigger to laugh like that, honey. You don't know how to laugh unless you make that. See, I don't like to be called nigger. That's why I'm doing it, because some of you folk think you're white. That's when I'll quit using it. When I get all these folks that come in here black as my patent leather shoes and think they're white, when you quit coming in here, I'll quit using the word nigger. But you better not call us nigger outside. When I think of what we have, the power center here, the power center. Do more than all that God business could do, all that religion could do. The power center of a living Christ, a living Savior. How much we've done just in one department. Not one of our people in jail or in trouble. Not one of them that haven't been gotten off of these terrible trumped up charges. Just a matter, one brother had to serve a few days when he was facing 10 years. My God Almighty. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you got here. You want to protect it with all your life. And the more you give, the more you give in faith, the more you protect yourself. That's the answer. So let's add to our faith, because our money has every time been intrinsically involved with our health. People that have died invariably. There's been no member in the valley that ever has. None in San Francisco, but the ones I know have held on to money, they've held on to food, they held on to something they didn't want to give up. Now, so let's come on through. We're short today, and we're not going to stay short, are we, honey? If we have to rent out something that we own, we're going to come out. We've got to come out. There's nobody else going to get us through but us. We waited all those years for somebody to come out of the sky, and it never came. So we know who's going to get us up out of the mud. It's us. All right, today, I want to ask from the depths of my soul if there's anybody here that will help us with $1,000. That's how short we are. I'm going to tell you where I'm going. It's someplace towards the icebergs. You head out towards the icebergs, and you keep on going. Some of you need to get lost. We've got to do it proper. Anybody got $1,000 here to help us in faith to rise up and see what happens? Last night we moved in faith, and my, the miracles that were wrought in San Francisco. It's in proportion to your faith. That's always the way it works, in proportion to your faith. Anyone here said, yes, Father, I'll get on my feet and I'll find $1,000. I would say the best talk show program in the state of California. He said, I don't know what Jim Jones is by what he says, but he said, I look around and I see my people. He's a black man, and he's a leading commentator. And he said, I tell that they're healthier, they're eating better, they're better taken care of than any people in San Francisco. So he said, I know what he is by what I see with my own eyes. So now I want to say to you that we will that you are taken care of in the best shape. That's what we want. But if you've got dying insurance, get rid of it. Come on, you don't need to worry about dying. We're not counting on dying. And honey, if we die, we'll die in a battlefield. We're not going to die in the old graveyard, honey. Come on, child. You don't want to make some honky richer. That's all right, brother. You need me too one day. Y'all going to need me one day. You'll wake up one day. It's true anyhow. And what do you need with graveyards and cemeteries? I'm going to tell you one thing. Don't you call me to no more funerals where you've got velvet-lined caskets and designed and embroidered caskets and all that bunch of stuff. Don't you call me. If you die and go that way, you bury yourself. No wonder people die. I haven't had any of these funerals. They aren't all dressed up. As I said, since 1959, never lost a member in the temple. Not one. Then when you look around all these funerals, they got them all dressed up. That last one I had, it was pitiful. They put more money in that casket than some people see all their life. I'm talking about the last funeral I had here in Los Angeles. Dressed up, all that stuff. That's why everybody hates me. No wonder the morticians don't like me. Preachers don't like me. The graveyard owners don't like me. Because I don't like that mess. I tell you, I don't like that mess. Now, they tried to shoot me down. That's why I had some workers. The workers are all invited to be here today. They even tried to set a little fire a while ago. But they've been trying to kill me so long because I troubled so many people. And they poisoned me, and the General Hospital said it was enough to kill 10 horses, was it?
Yeah.
10 horses, and didn't even make me a little more than I was just a little dizzy, like somebody had maybe one shot more of old crow than they should have had. But I could. And so, they don't like what I'm saying, because they kill us, you know, make us in debt. So then, Uncle Tom, I've been riding with these morticians, too. And the only one, as I said, except the king, whatever the name, Jackson or whatever name, that's the only one. I rode with them, and they talk about, we don't have any problems. I won't ride with them anymore.
Right.
The preacher's supposed to ride in the ambulance, but I've been riding in my bus. I said, if they don't get in that bus, I'm not riding with these rat-think, honky-type funeral directors. You better hear what I'm saying. I rode with one. He said, you know, if you're a good Negro, you don't have any problems. He said, I got a swimming pool. And he said, my girl has all kinds of white friends. He said, if you just do right, people be nice to you. I thought, I'm going to hit that son of a bitch if I don't get out of this car. All right. Now, you think about moving, brother, but you got back there in the back. You're upset, but you got cancer of the prostate, and I'm the only one that can cure it. I'm the only one that can raise the dead. Now, you hear me? Now, you just listen to me. I'm the only one that you've seen that can open up eyes. One was on the front row here, was blind from birth. I'm the one that took some of the cast off of the woman over here. Right sitting here, she was blind for 27 years. You don't like my talking. Well, when you get up and walk, you think, by God, about that cancer that's going to eat your pubic area out. You just sit down. You just sit down a little while longer. And you find out you're not nearly bothered about it because you called everybody that anyway. You don't need to try to act like you don't understand what I'm talking about. Just like that preacher last night. I said, you'll be up Ship Creek without a paddle. And he looked at his wife. He looked at his wife like, we don't talk like that. And I said, you know both of you talk that way each other today. You use that word just today. And that good old Pentecostal preacher, he just sat down and smiled like a test. Right, them robbing the graves and putting people in debt for 10 years, it's easy for them big fat asses to talk about doing right. Now, you've been wanting me to die, but I'll tell you one thing. If I ever do, you'll never see me in no box. You'll never see me in no grave. I'll give my kidney to some struggling black. I'll give my heart. Because I got a good heart. I'll give my heart to some poor field nigger. I'll give my organs to somebody. I'll be cut up like mincemeat pie, honey. And what they can't use, they can fertilize on a bed of turnips. They can put out on some greens up there in Redwood Valley to make my greens grow better for you. But I want to tell you, if you put me in any box, I'll get up and I'll tear that damn box up all over the church house. Want no box? Want no? And shove somebody off in a mausoleum? One of them, precious heart, and it's all sweet and well. They didn't know it then. And she's come back to prove us life anyway. I saw shoving them inside these walls. Honey, don't put me in that mess to make money for white people. Don't do that. Don't shove me in no drawer or take all the money, all the time we've sweat, and all the years we've gone without, then put us in big box to try to make us look like it. The Time magazine said the reason black people don't have it, I think it was a Time, maybe Newsweek, said the reason black people don't have any money, they spend 3 times more on funerals than white people. We got to change this, honey. We got to spend our money on the living instead of the dead. Roses and all that stuff that we could never got. We don't have any company with cut roses.
We've been cut off too much. We've seen our loved ones cut off in the prime of their youth. We don't want anything cut around us. Fancy flowers and fancy mausoleums and fancy caskets. We don't want any of that. And I'm telling you, I want you to go on record now. Don't you dare try to put me and show me off. Because you that love me, I want you to remember me when I jumped and danced. When I was out there fighting in the jails. When I was in the courts. That's the way I want you to remember me. You have a freedom concert. Of course, most of you don't need to worry because I'm going to be around to see you through. You're going to have to live. You're going to have to live, honey. You're going to have to live awfully short. You know, you're going to have to live an awful short life. If you're going to be, your long life, rather, if you're going to pass me up, because I intend to stay around as long as I possibly can and take care of some of you, particularly my senior citizens. You've been disappointed. You've seen this and that happen. And the very ones you've depended upon, like Martin, shot out from under you. Well, we're going to do all we can. That's why I want my men around. Not that I care, and they can't even get to me unless I'm concentrating on healing one of you. That's why all these people, the bus drivers, all have been signaled. They made their plans. They'll be here. They'll not be out. Every man's around. They're all watching, because people like to put your only hope out. They'd like to put the light out. They'd like to get me out of the way so they could continue to rob you. They've screwed you and worked you to death and taken everything away from you. Now you've got a few nice things. You've got some lovely property up there. You've got lovely homes, lovely convalescent homes, lovely senior citizen homes, lovely acreage. You've got ground. You've got some earth, and they don't like that. But I'm going to tell you, they're going to have to try awful hard to get me out of the way, because I don't intend to go anywhere for a while. But when I do, if I do, I've already got one groomed. I've got one groomed to stand right here. He doesn't look just like me, but the moment I'm gone, he'll call out the people with my mind. He'll tell the people with my mind. I've got my successor in mind. I've got them more than in mind. I've got them in plan. So don't you worry about it. I won't leave you comfortless. I told you that I'll always be sitting in this seat. Whether my hair may be a little darker or a little lighter, doesn't make any difference. I'll always have my person, my mind, my energy, my consciousness will always be here. You'll never be without a father. I'll never leave you fatherless. I told you that, and that's what I mean. And I've given the instructions that if I did not live up to my own covenant, I'm to be killed. And if my successor does not live up to being a good father, he won't live long. So look out. This office is a lonely office. This office is a hard office. I have told several of my people, I said, if I ever look like I've turned back, you cut my throat. And I say, whoever's in my position, there's the same thing holds for them. If they act like they're not going to be a good father, they'll be taken care of, because I've brought the fathership degree to earth. I've made father mean something. I've caused the name of father to have respect. And whoever takes that name from now on is going to have to deserve that respect. And if they don't, honey, they better run fast. That's what I mean. And you say, you just got one successor? No, I got four. The one don't work, I got two. And the second one has to get out of the way, I got the third. I do things very well. Don't you worry anything about me. Now, perhaps the one that died a few weeks ago, of course, partly being messed up in another church and trying to be here too, I said you have to have one decision. You've got to decide who you're going to serve. You're going to have one God. You're double-minded in all your ways unless you decide on one God. But I looked in that thing and I was ashamed. I was ashamed of that casket. I was ashamed of it. It looked like it was embroidered and stood out. My God, that casket must have cost $3,000-$4,000. A tragedy. Now, if you're going to bring me in any more of your funerals, non-members or whatever, don't you bring me into that kind of a mess. I'm tired of it. You right now, if you had my teachings at heart, you'd write down and say, if there's anything useful in me, people are dying in this country because they can't get a kidney. They're dying. All they need, they're blind. All they need, just a little cornea. They can get it from you.
My eyes are already willed. My eyes are already willed. And you that live in big cities have got it easier than some of us who are up in the countryside. So you make your decision now to put in the paper that you don't let your eyes go into no box. You don't let your eyes go into any ground. You reserve those eyes for somebody else, some poor nigger that was made blind by the white society. You give him a chance to see. Did you hear what I said? Give him a chance to see. Not one of my loved ones is going in any casket. I don't care if the morticians all hate me. It don't make any difference anyway, because I've got everybody else hate me. I might as well have the mortuaries hate me too. But I'm not going to have any of my loved ones in a casket. Not one of them going to go in a casket. Not one of them's ever going to stand in a temple, because a temple meant life. When we were in here, we remember it's lively. Somebody wanted to use a temple the other day for the dead. I said, no, bring a picture of them in here. Bring a picture in here, and we will rejoice around that picture of them while they were alive. But we don't want to remember us in the temple in the death. We want to remember us in life, because he came to give us life, and life more abundantly. Talk to them as they come and they go. When they come strolling around, ushers always talk to people when they're running around. So it's important to get the truth across. Well, I did not mean to get on soapbox about dying and a soapbox about caskets, but I want you to understand what I feel about this. And if you don't want to give your eyes like you would if you were living up to my teachings, you'd will every organ that can be useful. If you don't want to do that, at least get you a simple old pine box. We have lived poor, we have been kept poor, and we're not going to take money away from those that we love to put on a box. We're all going to go back to the same maggots. Whether you're in a steel casket or a copper casket or in an emerald lining, you're going to go back to the same old maggots, honey. So what in the world are you trying to do?
Yes. Well, I don't know about it. I don't know if I cannot. There's somebody here that's called in want me to have a funeral with somebody I don't know. They say I preach such good funerals. Did you just tell them what I'm... Just my some Baptist lady was at another funeral. I don't know the party, but she said you preach such life in a funeral that she'd like me to take this loved one. Now I don't know what to do about that, because she don't know my teachings. Well, how long has it been since she's been here? She heard me in a funeral, she hadn't got here. Tell her to let the dead bury the dead. Forget it. It just dawned on me. She'd been here all that time in a funeral, and she didn't get over here to see me. Now she wants me to bury one of her loved ones. Why hadn't she been over here? I've got too many of you to take care of. Let her go on and take care of her problems. Well, I'm a hard man, but a good father, because I'm not going to take care of anybody before I take care of you. Now, tomorrow, they came up to me and they said, our choir is supposed to sing at a Baptist church, they said. Said, your choir will be leaving at 2 o'clock. I said, who in the hell said it was? They talk to these folks, because they're going to need my help. You better tell these folks before they walk that they may need me before they know it. One of them going to need me before Tuesday. Right there moving. So I know it before you get up. Better stay right where you're at. See, I know when you start up, I know what you're doing.
That's right.
All right now. I'm not going to let anything take away from you. You are the first charge I have. And then they set up a program for a Baptist church. I said, where's this Baptist church? Sit over here, some of the Baptist church. I don't care what you know about, honey. It's already late. I canceled it. You mean to tell me that I'm going to be here at 2 o'clock tomorrow and all this choir going to decide to go to some Baptist church and I'm sitting here trying to get a message? No. There's only one way. I want to tell you. There's only one way that you go sing anywhere, and you, if you do otherwise, you'll be out of your choir uniform tomorrow. The only way you can go is if they take me preaching first.
Then I want to tell you, you better know some funeral anthems, because when I get ready and finish, you'll have to bury them, because they'll all be dead. But they tell me they got to get this bus with them, they're going to get this bus lined up, they're going to have that bus lined up. I said, where are you going? Said, the choir's going over tomorrow to sing at the Baptist church. I said, the hell they're going over to sing tomorrow too. Oh, no. You think they're going to get my singing and use these people? You don't know how these churches, my people were innocent, is. They don't know how they work it. They get all these choirs in, and then the preachers collect them, and I said, I'll bet you there's some pastor, and sure enough, when they got behind it, a pastor's wife. There's always some anniversary or some tea, and if you think that we worked and got this music together and sweat to build these organs for you to go to sing for some fat-ass preacher to make money off you, no! If they want to hear us sing, then let them come over and hear the light of the world. If they want to hear the beautiful singing, and we've got the most beautiful soloists and the most beautiful choir, but if they want to hear them sing, let them first come over and hear the Rock of Ages. And that's the way it is. So that puts a rest to all the other invitations, because we've got several of them down there. Different ones have you told me about. We're going here and we're going there. We ain't going nowhere but in the people's temple. That's where we're going. But we're not going to get on that jag. Those people sold us blind. It was those that put us in chains. It was white Baptists that put the mark of slavery and burned it into some of our grandparents' skin. It was they that put the first chains around our feet. If you think I'm going to take our songs and sing in that slop house, no, we're not doing it. No, no, no. That's putting your mark, that's putting your stamp of approval right on what they're doing. We're not doing it. We're going to be consistent. We may not be everything that you'd like us to be, but we're honest, the most perfect people that you want to see, the most pure ministry that's ever walked on earth, the most upright, the most holy, the most just, the most socialistic. It's the most beautiful ministry you've ever seen, and we're not going to clean, we're not going to take this thing that has been pure and unadulterated and undefiled and then mix it with the whorish things that are out there in that church system. No, we're not going to do it. Came too far to get ourselves messed up in that. Well, I started taking offering. I don't know. By the way, I've got 11 more puppies in the back room that I've saved here that we need homes for, if you'll see me at the end of the day. You don't like the way I talk, but when you get in trouble, you'll like the way I fight for you. Now I want to ask again, is there anyone here that'll help us with 500 today? Such a faith, and the cataracts went off the eyes of one, too. It just fell off the eyes. Another sister was sitting back there that was blinded from diabetes. She could see everything in detail, everything in perfect detail. Her vision that had been so dim that she couldn't see objects was wiped away just like that. She was as clear as just a new child. It's faith that makes one whole. Try your faith. Try your faith now. Try your faith. Try it. I want her to have good vision. If she doesn't get it, we'll see if she gets it. But I like that kind of faith. One of the few ministers that ever came in here. It's been worth salt. Those two sisters. Men white. Get some of these black ministers in here, of course. One of our sisters saying down there in her mind, well, the black ministers, they got a right to do it because all the white ones have done it. No, they don't, because we've suffered more. We don't need to have to copy the same old kinds of trick preachers. We don't need any of them on our back. We've had enough monkeys on our back. We don't need any Uncle Tom preachers on our back. That's the attitude of some people here. They got a right to do their thing. No, we haven't. We've suffered too long. And it's too late. We haven't got time to go through all the stages of corruption that the white man's gone through. We've got to bypass some of his corruption and get ourselves together. Anyone in this room that'll give $500 again to help us, try your faith and see what'll happen. See what'll happen. Out of the way, went out of the way 2 miles, and it saved him of a hopeless condition. He was called out at the end of the meeting. It spared his life. Charity moves mountains. 200. Anyone will give $200. 200. I can do it with honorableness and do it with my head held up high. I'm standing here till we get that $1,781.33. What, you believe that? You bet it. You better believe it. That's what opened the eyes of that woman. That's what took the hole that was in her leg. Nobody wanted to sit around her 27 years, blind and infirm. That's what did it. That's what took the woman that sits out here 5 years in a wheelchair, the woman that had cancer, operated 5 times, they gave her up to die. I know all these things because I'll make out a chart on you maybe days before. I'll meditate and I'll see some of these hard cases and I wonder, what am I going to do? There's no God to help me. I'm the only one. I'm Him. I'm the one that reveals the Father. I'm the only thing you can look to. And I'll study that case as I did Sister Delpino. And I thought, what to do with a woman in her 70s? 5 operations, sewed up, cut away so much of her, they didn't know where to take anymore, and so they sewed her up. But that's what gets me through. You don't like the way I take offerings. But I remember that day several months when I looked at her, and I said, this is the day I'm going to do it for you. This is the day I'm going to do it for you. And she ejected that horrible cancer, and she hasn't had any more pain since that. She hasn't had any more problems since that day. You don't like the way I take offerings? It's the way I do everything. I hold on. I hold on. They tell me somebody's got to go to jail. I said, no, no. They told me my 2 brothers here, Brother CJ and Brother Brown, they had to go to jail for defending our sister that I raised from the dead that was thrown in that ambulance. Said they're going to have to take some time. They'll at least have to take a charge of interfering with an officer. I said, no, the officers interfered with us. They interfered with the course of freedom. I'm not taking that charge. I said, I won't take it. The attorney says, there's no chance in the world. I said, yes, there is, because Jim Jones is that chance. And I got them free. And don't you forget it. You keep thinking all the time, as Brother Norman did a beautiful thing today, had you think a minute of all that's happened. You should do that every minute you can possibly squeeze in. You think of the times when everybody said it was hopeless, and I said, this God standing here said, oh no, nothing's impossible. The impossible just takes a little longer. So it's that spirit that gets you through, and it's that spirit that's got to make me raise 1781. Some of you would raise it for yourself, but you wouldn't raise it if you weren't getting a penny of it yourself. I'm raising it for you, and I'll stand here if I felt like I was going to fall over. And I haven't slept for 2 nights, and I've had a lot of problems, but I haven't eaten only these liquids. But I'm going to stand here because I know if we one day let our budget go down, then the next day it'll go down easier, and the next day it'll fall easier. So I'm not going to let it happen once. Did you hear me? Not once. And if it doesn't, and as I said, if Warner Brothers want to use this, sure, or anything else. And if I can't get it by offerings, you'll be surprised what I use this place for. Well, remember when the cancers come. They just tell them. There's one that was dying that can walk. He can tell you all about it. He can tell you about it. There's a woman that would, her life was lost. There's a brother that would have been killed. Tell him, brother. I told you when that car was going to come and hit you and saved you. Just tell him. Tell these people that don't know who they are, where in the hell they belong. I forgot to tell them about the heirs of the Bible. Go out there and tell them about the heirs of the Bible. That's what they get all hung up in their Bible. Go tell them. Tell the damn fool so they'll get some sense. There's people walking on there. His wife
filled with cancer, all of her lymph nodes swollen. I saved her. There the man was saved out of jail. They'll go out and tell them so they'll know what they're doing. All right now, folks, back to it. How many will give us 100 and show the alliance man over there that we're going to raise our offering?
Well, it's so glad. Comes to me that I'm concerned about to touch at this moment. Some things I write down that I will not even call out. As I've said often, I don't have to call anyone out. But I do to build faith in others. Because if you just harmonize on me, if you project your faith towards me, it'll do more for you than anything on earth has ever done. The name that I hear is Olivia Williams. Olivia Williams. Hands clasped. Say, 1 ounce of prevention is worth 1 pound of cure. And I'm glad that I found a heart in which I can dwell in you. Someone very precious, Stephen Michael. The microphone isn't on. It's all right. And I don't need a microphone. It's good that I don't to do my work because I don't have them very much. Stephen Michael.
My son.
Hands clasped. Do you use non-fat milk?
Yes.
Knudsen's?
Right.
Non-fat milk. Hands clasped. Mrs. Wright's white bread?
Sometimes.
I have bread here that is specially made free of any harmful chemicals. Of course, you've told me nothing about your diet. I don't know anything about your home or your life. You've told no one else that. Is that correct?
Correct.
But by the change of this bread, it will save you from something in the years ahead.
Thank
you. Hands clasped. Hands clasped. Bird's eye corn on the cob.
True.
C&H pure cane sugar.
Right.
Brown is what I suggest, or honey, preferably. And in
Thank
your
you.
Case, I want to prevent diabetes. You've noticed at times little dizzy sensations.
True.
This is the beginning of diabetes. And it's a dreadful kind of disease. And if I had not come along before too long, it would have afflicted you and you would have been blind by it. But not now.
Thank God.
Because I have
Praise
come.
God. Thank Good. God.
You've had some connection or would have some connection with the Chapel Lutheran School.
Correct.
Some places en route there one day, if I had not known you and you've told no one this, but if it were not for this lovely presence that I represent, Spirit, I'm so grateful.
Thank God. Thank God.
Tracy, Stephen, Michael would have all been gone, but they
Thank
will
God.
Not be gone now.
Thank you.
your mind, something I sense that's in your mind that comes to me about getting someone like Brando here. It's all right if you want to.
Thank
you. You want to do anything because you have a right heart and it saved your life. Bless
Thank
you.
God.
This evening, so we'll be here in proper time tomorrow. Before I go on with the healing service, I want to ask a question so that I do not need to use my powerful revelation energy for this. How many came to this church because they heard of through the radio? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Someone take this down. Seven hands. How many came because you heard of it through a newsletter or a leaflet passed to you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How many heard of it through a newspaper, reading of an ad in a newspaper? 1, 2. Hold your hand high. It's important because we have to use our funds wisely. 1, 2. How many heard of it by word of mouth of how great this miracle ministry was, or how great